In Hong Kong, there is an institution called the Hong Kong Youth Science Academy. Its main task is to remain committed to young people's scientific and technological innovations as well as scientific research. The Science Academy also provides opportunity for these same scientists to participate in international competitions with the hope of giving inspiring scientists a better sense of enthusiasm and creativity. Dean of the Hong Kong Academy of Youth Sciences, Jiang Dongmei, is a scientist from the mainland. Her first exposure to Hong Kong teenagers in the field of science education was in 2004. That year, the Chinese national team and the Hong Kong team came together at an international science and engineering competition in the United States. Jiang Dongmei says the joint team had a hunger for scientific knowledge on both the mainland and Hong Kong sides.
In
fact, regardless of whether they were Hong Kong children or the mainland children, they were the same, as they both were thirsty for knowledge. We both hoped to step up and win glory for our country. We represented all of those who descended from the Chinese land. Therefore, our encounter at the international competition was more like a reunion for both teams.
Having earned her postdoctoral degree from Tsinghua University, Jiang is now a top environmental expert in China and around the world. She was able to keep the Chinese delegation to the UN climate change negotiations in Paris up to date on the latest scientific developments. Jiang Dongmei has also been acting a leading counselor for young people in Hong Kong who want to pursue science as a career. However, she's warning the current education system in Hong Kong may need to be adapted if the city hopes to continue pumping out scientists.
In the education system in Hong Kong, the students are being encouraged to focus on areas such as the arts rather than science. This could eventually leave Hong Kong lacking the ability to push forward scientific and technological innovation, as there wouldn't be enough scientists to do the work.
Jiang Dongmei says she believes there is still time to ensure this doesn't happen in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong is still considered a leader in science and technology, especially with its University of Hong Kong, the Hong Kong University Science and Technology, and the Chinese University.